ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
5 on 551, ray@rte.ie. Now, were you ever on the way out the door and the battery on the phone is down to 10% and you're going to yourself, oh no, I'm going to have to get a charger. Where am I going to get a charger? Well, that problem and that little anxiety is going to be a thing of the past with our next guest's new invention, Swippet. Pádraig Connolly is the founder and CEO of Swippet, and he joins me now on the line.
How you doing, Rip?
How you doing, Pádraig? How are things?
All good, not too bad.
Great. Congratulations on the reaction to Swippet. You showed it for the first time at the CES Tech Show in Las Vegas, and the world is talking about it since.
We're working on it for a few years now. CES was always the plan. It's where you launch things like this, really, to be honest. And we planned for a big one, and we planned for a not so big one, but we landed it. You know, I couldn't have went better, to be honest.
Yeah, I just put it into Google this morning, and there's hundreds of Instagram posts about it, because a lot of these tech people go to CES in Las Vegas. It's one of the biggest tech shows in the world annually. And yours was the one, your product Swippet was the one that was trending highest.
Yeah, we've 500 million impressions, imagine,
what?
Over 500 million impressions across all media. There's a post on CNET there with the 4.2 million and hundreds of thousands of likes and shares, and website had a conniption on day two, but it's back up and running now again, and all the rest of it. But fantastic, fantastic.
Before
reaction.
We talk about Swippet, the product, and what it does and how it's going to change people's lives, how does it feel? I know you're in the middle now, you were just home, and now you're back. You're in an airport somewhere, are you?
Yeah, we got home last night and met the family, of course, and went to the home house, and the family and friends and everybody were there. And I was asleep. I say I was in bed by 10 o'clock with everything, and woke up at 3 o'clock and said, don't look at the phone, and picked it up and looked at it. And the first message I saw was from my head of marketing, Karen Glynn, saying, are you seeing this? And then I saw another group chat with 18 messages in it. So an editor of one of the biggest tech publications wants us in New York for 7 a.m. in the morning to be on a morning show, basically. So we're back. I'm standing in Shannon Airport right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're saying you had two plans of action. One, if it went well at the tech show, and one if it didn't. It obviously went well.
If it didn't go as well, I suppose, yep.
Yeah. Now what? Because I'm looking at the CVs of the people who were involved, and they all have vast amount of experience. What's your experience when it comes to inventing things like this?
It was in a garage, basically.
Right.
It was growing up, pulling things apart, and shouting ideas at people, and you know, the outlet saying, well, you're not just go out and kick a football there, Pádraig, you know. But, I had a few ideas down through the years that I did nothing about, and I saw people do very well off later. And I had said to myself a few years ago, look, the next one that I can't shake, I'm going to do. I was lucky enough to work for Pat McDonough at one stage.
Supermax, Pat.
Yeah, exactly. And then Neil Armstrong, another man that took on the world there over in the UK, and my own father would always talk. So I could see it could be done, you know, call them in, you know, and ring a friend. Obviously, when your family and friends are telling you it's a good idea, you're still not sure. I rang a friend in the IDA who put me in touch with Matt Clark, former MD Otterbox there. He brought them to Cork. And his final comment is, you solved a problem, which to me is what any product should do, you know, and so on.
Yeah, well, let's get to the product then. So it looks, for all intents and purposes, like a toaster with one slot in the top.
Yeah.
And that's the Swippet. I'm just looking at the dimensions here. I'm doing old money here, but it's about 6 inches wide and about 7.5 inches tall. So it looks like a toaster. There's one slot in the top. And then each phone, and it can take 5 batteries, each phone has to have its own special case. Tell us about the case.
Yeah, so the case is really what we focused on first. We wanted to make sure that we could deliver a case that wasn't something that you would be too inconvenient to pull around, nice and sleek, different models, different colours. And really the magic in it is it's not that we're charging your phone up to 90% in 2 seconds. It's that where you put your phone in and we hot swap a battery within 2 seconds.
Okay.
But there's a PCB within the case, and we're hard connected through the Type-C. And as far as your phone is concerned, as soon as that battery is in, you've instant access to that power. So the question of waiting to charge your phone or fast chargers or wireless chargers is gone.
Other people need to know, Padraig, because you've been talking to tech people now for the last few days.
Yeah, excuse me.
So the people who are listening, the majority of them aren't tech people. So this case has a battery in it. They slap it into the Swippet toaster type thing. It changes the battery for one that's nearly done to one that's freshly charged. And away you go. And that takes 2 seconds.
That's it. And five people or a family of five can charge their phone in 30 seconds walking out the door rather than what are you on and where's your charger. It's 2 seconds to swap, 4 seconds to reshuffle. And then there's apps behind it, Ray, that does, you can get as involved with this thing as you want, or you can plug it in and forget about it, you know.
I suppose with some of the best inventions over time, people ask the question, why hasn't this been done before? It seems so straightforward. Why hasn't it been done before?
I don't know. I've been asked that question a lot, you know, and people ask me that question. They go away to obviously see if someone has done it before and they figure they haven't. And then we come back and we patented the hell out of it then, obviously.
Yes.
Right, you know.
That begs the next question then. So patent is there, but I would imagine a lot of big companies with billions of dollars at their disposal would like to get their hands on this technology. So how do you stop them doing a variation of it?
You patents is first and foremost, and you get someone very scary to back you on that, which we have. But really, you build your brand, you know, and you build a moat around yourself. And, you know, we're first out of the gate and we... You know, there was massive pressure on me to put AI in this thing and LCD screens in it and Alexas and all sorts of things. But we focused on what we do and we solve a big enough problem that I felt we didn't have to do that and we do better than anyone else. And then my branding and marketing team behind me is obviously, after what you've seen there on Sunday, just absolutely stellar. So they just won't catch us, you know.
And it's a nice, aesthetically pleasing piece of kit, as they say, in the tech world. So you could have it on the sideboard at home and it'd look perfectly fine there. In fact, it could be nearly an ornament. It looks so good. And it comes in different colours.
Yeah, so for now we're launching with black and white, but then the bases are interchangeable. So, you know, anything from mahogany to anything you want, really,
okay.
Basically. You know.
And how did you keep it a secret?
Luckily, being from Galway in the west of Ireland, while we're seen as medtech, you know, there's not too many people keeping an eye on what we're doing with mobile charging.
Yeah.
And I NDA'd all the guys that came on board and I wrapped my hands around it and I repeated, you know, that this doesn't go anywhere. And honestly, I was lucky with some of those guys on the team. You're pitching them as much as they're pitching you when you're trying to hire them, you know, so they understood the potential here. And if, you know, so we all kind of knew what we had and we just kept our mouths shut, basically, you know.
And were there moments along the way where you thought, this is a brilliant idea, but we can't make it work?
Often, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Sir. With a product like this, you figure out you have a great idea and then you sit down basically for 2 years to try and find everything you can that's wrong with it. And if you spend 2 years looking at it and trying to find problems with it, the new wears off it fairly fast. And I tell you, sitting on the plane out to Las Vegas and seeing that door close, it all hits you pretty strong. But we knew, like, you know, you'd be talking, we've investors and VCs and people in the industry that we did talk to, I knew by their reactions, or I was confident by their reactions, I suppose, that we could pull it off. And honestly, it was the team around me as much as anything.
And is one of the next problems now, Padraig, meeting what looks like it's going to be a huge demand?
Arnie Van Doren there, he's over my manufacturing and product, like, when he was... He had some fairly big positions at Roomba, and they were doing 25 million units a year, imagine, across three manufacturers. So we've planned for it, but manufacturing in hardware is always where your focus is going to be, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of your focus, you know.
So I was on the website, so you can pre-order now for when delivery?
We'll be sending some units out in April and then volume in June. And we're doing 30% off now for pre-orders because we know we're asking. And then we're doing another $100 off for the CES special. So it's best time to get a hold of it.
Okay. So it's not cheap.
No.
I see the American price is $450 for the hub and then $120 each for the cases.
Yeah, so $450 for the hub with five batteries in it, you know, that one of the main carriers would charge you $60 a piece for. And there's a reason you're seeing chargers there at the till when you walk up to even in petrol stations, because we're buying them every month. They're built to break, you know.
Yes.
So if you've got this in your house, you for sure don't need any charging cables for your phone on it. And if you've got it in your office, we've got you covered for 90% of your year there, you know.
Yeah. Is that you in the ad, Good to Go?
Yeah, so
a voice off camera goes,
I'm
you're in the kitchen
stick for that.
You're in the kitchen, and you go, show me how it works, and you literally put the phone in and take it out after 2 seconds, and you go, good to go. And that says it all, really, doesn't it? There's no big explanation.
Yeah, that was a lot harder than it looks. Yeah.
So this is the last time we get to talk to you without going through five or six people, I'd say, Pádraig.
We were kind of breezing through interviews, and then we got a call from Irish Independent. That was the one we were all nervous for when we were over there, to be honest.
Yeah. So you're going on back over to the States now to be on breakfast television.
We're putting the unit on. Yeah. I won't be on it. The editor of one of those
he's doing a sort of show, so
I'm meeting him. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Best of CES he's doing for the morning show there.
Right, brilliant. And if Tomorrow's World was on, you'd be on that, but it doesn't exist anymore. So did I hear you right? Because I'm going back to the beginning of the interview. Did you save 500 million impressions?
Over 500 million impressions.
That's half a billion, Pádraig.
That's one in every 16 people in the world, right? It's mad.
Yeah, that is mad. That is. There's an interest in it. Swippit.com, a great good news story, and we wish you the best of luck with everything. Pádraig Connolly, founder and CEO of Swippit. Bon voyage. Good luck. See you. Bye.
All right. Thanks very much, Ray. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.